Well, hello everyone, and welcome to your complimentary audio of my Inner Reconnaissance Meditation and Inquiry into Abundance. I'm Janine Wiest, holistic coach, radio host, and author of The Alchemy of Self-Healing. This meditation has been adapted from my book, especially for the group. Everything you need to create abundance is either within you or close by. Just think about that for a moment. It's around you, although you may not now be aware of the support. There is visible support and unseen support, and it's all around you. So really, everything you need to create abundance is either within you or around you. So you can truly trust that. That's why I've created this audio, so that you can benefit from what's within and around you. We're going to dive right into the meditation so that all of that can be, all that alchemical gold can start creating for you. Inner reconnaissance is about getting the lay of the land, and in this instance it refers to your inner terrain, your old stories about abundance or lack. And whose stories are those anyway? Oftentimes they're not yours, so we'll be bringing your ancestors in later on in the meditation to work with us. So have a notebook and a pen at your side or a piece of paper, so that later in the meditation you can jot things down. They sometimes come fast and furious when you get into that wonderful, yummy space where you're allowing rather than cooking things up in your head and forcing things. So that's where we're going with this meditation. So it's about 20 minutes long, so give yourself that time. Make sure you have enough time so you can really benefit from the entire piece, because it's cumulative, even though it's relatively short. Okay, so we're going to have you lie down if possible, or sit easily in a chair if it's not possible to lie down. Make yourself cozy, however you can. And allow your body to sink easily into the floor if you are able to lie down. We're going in the direction of ease right now. So when you're comfortable, I'm going to have you take three cleansing breaths. This means breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. So we're going to make these breaths as big and as nourishing as we can. And I'd like to invite you to feel free to make sounds when you exhale. Vowel sounds work especially well. So you might want to take a nice breath in through your nose and then ah. And you can have that ah go as long as your breath. That was just a little demo ah. So we're going on an inner reconnaissance, an inner exploration of your body and how it's connected to nature and abundance. So take another easy inhale through your nose and out through your mouth. And just notice how far down inside your body your breath is comfortable going. Is your breath going down to your chest, or does it make it down into your belly? Just notice this is your unique terrain that we're working with, and it will be different for everyone. In through your nose, out through your mouth. Now, play with opening your jaw just a little bit, and breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, and see if you notice any difference having just opened your jaw just a bit more than maybe you had before. Opening your jaw a bit allows your ribs a greater freedom to move laterally, and it offers you a connection to belly breaths. So if you feel your breath is shallow, you can try that a time or two, and notice, just notice how it feels. All right, now let's modify the breathing pattern to inhale through the nose and also exhale through the nose. Okay, so we're going to inhale deeply through your nose, follow the air down the throat into your lungs, hold a moment, and exhale through your nose. Follow the breath back up and out your nose, and repeat that breath, inhaling deeply, repeating that beautiful exhale process through the nose. So it's like a circular kind of a feeling, a lovely rhythm you can get into easily, your own rhythm, of course. Now I'd like you to image for yourself Mother Earth, that bountiful mother, however she might look to you, however that whatever that sensorially resonates with you. She might be a sphere of the earth. It might be a plot of earth that you garden, that you think of. Or it could be the wet sand that you sink your toes into at the beach. I call the earth Pachamama, the Peruvian medicine man name for sweet, sweet Mother Earth, who will mulch whatever needs mulching in your body and in your life, whatever barriers you have to wealth and abundance, to health and happiness. She will take it for you. She will mulch it for you. So we are going to deepen our relationship with her, or you might never have even thought about a relationship with her. So this is a great time, a great opportunity. So experiment and play with imagery. What would you like to give to the center of the earth? Now on your next inhale, imagine the energy from the center of the earth is coming up slowly and easily to meet your breath, wherever your breath is going, if it's going down to your chest or down to your belly, wherever it is, this energy is coming up to meet you. So picture your breath flowing in a flexible, clear tube of light up and down your spine. And imagine the grounding energy of the earth is following along. It's coming up to meet your breath and to blend and meld with it. So inhale easily. Exhale easily. Breathe that earth breath up and allow it to circulate up your spine around that tube of light. Blend it easily with your own breath. There's no effort needed here, no effort on your part. You're just simply watching it happening. You're feeling it blending with your own breath. This process is a process of allowing. So now, imagine that the energy from the sun, the moon, and Father Sky is coming down to envelop you and breathe with you. It's come to assist you. Allow that energy to meet your breath on an inhale and blend with your breath, coming down from the sky, gliding up and down. And notice how your body allows it, or whether the energy gets stuck. Just whatever your awareness is, just notice it. Now imagine the energy from the center of the earth is coming up as well, at the same time as the sky energy is coming down. So both are blending inside you as you continue to breathe easily. And just notice the sensations in your body. Just notice them. Are you breathing more deeply? Are you getting excited? Are you getting relaxed? And follow both that earth breath and the sky breath as they swirl easily up and down your spine. And then the next chance, when they reach the level of your heart, I invite you to invite them into your heart. Hold both of those breaths in your heart and just be with the earth and the sky and your heart breath. Okay, now we're going to imagine a circle around your whole body. So I'd like you to turn your attention to just behind your eyes and start an inner exploration there. And go slowly with your attention through your body, using your senses, asking what you might need to know about the circle that's around you. It may have popped into your imagination immediately. It may be something that you're kind of going, I'm not so sure about this. That's all fine. Just ask and allow. Some questions you might ask are, what is your circle made of? What kind of frame do you have around yourself? And using all your senses, your felt senses for this discovery, allow your body to show you what you need to see. What qualities does your circle have? Is it a fragile quality? Is it a stretchy? Is it made out of flowers, perhaps made out of colored light? I'm just giving you examples of workshop participants and what the feedback they've given. Some people have had stones in a circle around them or a pencil drawing. a stick in the sand maybe tracing around you. Again, these are just examples. Allow whatever is true for you to bubble up. If you were to have a circle around you, what would it be? And take your time. And I invite you to softly look down inside your body as far as you can see. And where do you get stuck? How far can you go? If you can just go easily all the way up and down, that's fantastic. But there's oftentimes we get stuck or there's old restrictions and we lose focus. Maybe we're just not connected. And so those are the parts that we're interested in inviting out into the open, into your circle, if you will. For example, can you see down past your neck internally to your chest? Or is it blocked? Or is it dark in there? Perhaps it's red and glistening, or perhaps there's a cathedral feeling that you get, and the bone and the muscle is a soaring cavern. All kinds of inventive sensory possibilities, and I invite you to see just how far you can go with those inventive imagery pieces. For some people, their internal body is an untended garden. How would you describe your garden if you did look at your body in that way? So now, if this is hard for you, it's fine. It's a, believe me, on some level, your body is taking this in, and it's getting us to where we need to go for our ancestor peace. So just breathe a few cleansing breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth, and just enjoy this process. Know that all the elements of your body are sacred, with gifts for you, creative gold for you to easily mine. And we're going to use this opportunity to allow for those possibilities as you take your slow-moving, compassionate focus around that inner terrain, enjoying being inside this circle of yours. So we're doing some inner detective work here. We're uncovering and wondering and asking. So where is joy, for example, inside your body? Where does joy live? And if you feel called to, place a hand on the area and tune into joy. And how about abundance? Where is abundance inside your body? Just the first place that pops up. And again, if you feel called to, place a hand there easily and tap into abundance. Even if you're not feeling particularly abundant and you feel like it's just in your pinky finger, that's fine. Wherever it might be, place a light, gentle, loving hand there. Now, how about fear? Where is fear? Just the first place that pops into your awareness. It doesn't have to make sense. Just put a hand there and offer fear a greeting. Just ask if it has a purpose there in that part of your body. And maybe it has a gift for you, something that you need to know. And finally, for this part, we're going to ask, where is humor? Where is humor inside you? Really use your felt sense, all of your senses, to just feel how it lives inside. Does it have a texture, a color, a sound? And place a hand there. So just take a look around inside, allowing those feelings, whatever they might be coming up, to rise and fall, just as your breath rises and falls. And imagine that just outside your circle, which will serve now as your personal boundary for this part of our ceremony, our inquiry, whatever that needs to be for you, just outside that circle is your family. Your ancestors are there, your lineage, going back as far back as forever. So we're going to invite the essence of your uncles, your aunts, your grandparents, great-grandparents, ancestors you may only know through photos, or ancestors you may only know through stories around the dinner table, and just notice who comes to your mind first. Invite that circle, both biological family and people who've contributed closely to your growing up. Invite those, both of those groups into that circle. Now see who first comes up for you. Who's the first relative? Who's that person? Whether they are currently alive or they've passed over, just sense their presence here with you now in your circle. Now, how old were you when you first became aware of them? You know, if you chose your parents, then realize that you became aware of them in utero. So just think whatever the first memory is of that person. And acknowledge them and say hello or nod. And invite other family members to sit around that outer circle and know that whatever may have happened in the past, right here and now in this circle, the invitation is for them to assist you. They are here to help you remove barriers to abundance and help you to see what's yours and what's not yours and what you would like to keep and what needs to transform and what you can, in fact, let go of. Now remember, this is your circle. You're in the center. So I invite you to take a look into the eyes of that first family member who came to mind and ask them the following question. What are the gifts you see in me, mother or grandpa or Uncle Fred, whoever it might be? But make sure you say their name out loud. I invite you to say this out loud. What are the gifts you see in me, mother? And wait for the response. I'll just allow it. Again, we're not looking to, there's no test here, and you're not looking to have the right answer. It's just the answer in the moment that's coming forward, that's bubbling up. So just breathe and allow yourself to hear what they have to say. And I invite, as you receive gifts, I invite you to check in with your body. Really important to see where each gift is resonating now. Then turn to another member of the circle and ask them, or if you prefer, you could pose the question to the entire circle, whether it's a large or small circle, and just let those gifts that they see in you wash over you. You can just lie there and hear a symphony of gifts. Now, I'm going to suggest that you try this process more than once. This is a first time through, so if this feels like a lot for you, just know that you can always come back to this recording and this practice, really, until you get comfortable with it and until you find the right combination of connections for you within this work. These are ways in. So the next tip would be to pick two ancestors, perhaps one from each side of the family, if that's realistic for you, or really whoever pops forward organically. And those two people might, one of them, for example, would be, it would be a perfect choice if there was a negative response that came out during the last inquiry, and there was an ancestor that did not respond with a gift or responded with something negative. You might want to choose that person and ask that person to be one of the two for this next part. So I'll give you just a few, you know, minutes or a few seconds to make sure you have your two people in front of you and really looking them in the eyes, really connecting with them on a sensory level, just noticing what kinds of emotions you associate with them. Are there, if they were a color, what would they be? Is there a texture? Do they perhaps speak another language? And maybe you're just looking into the eyes of a great-grandparent that you've only seen a photograph for, but somehow that's what came up for you. It's fine. You'll get the information that you need. And you're going to ask them four questions. And the first one is, what is the family money story? What is this side of the family money story? And again, allow it to bubble up. See what they say. Notice if their eyes drop or they get excited or enthusiastic or depressed or angry. Just notice. The second question would be, what is the family money fear? What is the family money fear? Is there shame attached to money and the idea of abundance for that generation or that person or how that person was raised, what their conditioning was? And then the third question would be, what is the family arrogance around money? Is there arrogance around it? Whether it could be arrogance because they think money is bad and they don't have it and so they're more virtuous, or it could be because they have pots and pots of gold and they feel arrogant because they are better than everybody else. You know, those are two obviously extreme examples, but there are the whole palette of choices and variations in there, and so just really see what this ancestor might have to say. And you're going to do this with both of them. And the last question is, how about money helplessness? Where is there helplessness surrounding abundance and wealth? Where is their sense of helplessness? Either that they can't help everybody they would like to help, that they can't help themselves, that they were perhaps serfs, or there are all kinds of ways in which they would not have been able to perhaps choose their money destiny. Just ask and see what bubbles forward. And just know that some of your ancestors are going to be more forthcoming than others. But the ones that you choose are usually the ones that have something for you. It's funny how that works. So, for example, you could also ask, what is the family mantra? You know, some families say, well, we always do this, or we never do that, or you're a Smith, and Smiths never cry. Those are just some examples of a family, what a family mantra might be. And if you didn't get the answers or the forthcoming responses from the two that you chose, you might want to open up to the entire circle and just see who chimes in, who has something to say about these questions that I've posed. And when you do this whole process, just notice if your body tenses and where, and notice the fears that you may have inherited, especially as they relate to money and abundance. And looking ahead from this group, what do you want to keep that you've gotten, or do the gifts or the insights? And let's inventory those, the gifts, the awarenesses that have come to you during this time that we've spent together in this meditation/inquiry. And what would you like to give to Mother Earth to mulch for you? Now we're going to have our ancestor circle begin to fade now, and it's a good time to sit up slowly and take that notebook out and jot down the gifts you took with you and the awarenesses of what you are now leaving behind, what belongs in the past, what you can release, what you can give to the mother, however she appears to you or whatever she means to you. Give her to mulch, to just take. She can take it. She knows what to do with it. She can transform it for you. And while you're still in this relaxed state, jot down for yourself the answers to the following questions. Where is abundance in your body now? Where does it live? What does it look like? And really write down how it's feeling for you. Is there a color that you're associating with it now? A color, a texture, perhaps a sound. I invite you to ground yourself in the knowing of where abundance is in your body now and place a soft hand there. This is a way in. It's your personal way into the flow that you're looking for. It's a way into your blessings. Thank you. So for more information, everybody, on the programs and how to work with me personally, if you're interested in customized feedback, you can email your questions and your issues, and I'd love to know what came up for you during this process. I always like hearing from people. So please email me at Jeanine, that's J-E-A-N-N-I-N-E, at cranialalchemy.com, that's C-R-A-N-I-A-L, alchemy, A-L-C-H-E-M-Y.com. And let me know what's going on and if you're interested in customized feedback, and you'll see what my offers are for additional support on your relationship with abundance.